This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Paul Morgan from the Paul Morgan Observatory at Umpqua Community College on with us. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, good to be here.
So we're going to talk about an event you have coming up in a moment here. That's just a few days away. But we're always fascinated with some of your observations because you're very connected to what is going on with our skies. Talk about this comet that's getting some attention.
Well, yes, this is a comet that was discovered January, February of this year, and it's called Tuchinshan Atlas. Two observatories, one in China and the Purple Mountain, and Atlas in South Africa, discovered this little fuzzy thing way, way out. Well, it has been streaking in toward the sun and toward the earth ever since then. And right now, it's just a few days away from its closest to Earth. On October 12th, it'll only be 44 million miles away, but it'll be beautiful sight in our evening sky. We should be able to look out to the west, southwest, low near the horizon, and see this fabulously bright comet. In fact, it could be one of the brightest comets we've had in several decades.
Now, is it a particular time of the evening, or is it up visible for several hours? And of course, that all depends on clouds and that kind of thing.
Right, exactly. Well, hopefully the weather gives us a few breaks. So you would be probably on the next couple of nights, you'd be right after sunset. You're going to look, and if you can see bright Venus off to the left, you're going to look to the right, very low to the horizon. Each night, though, the comet will seem to climb a little bit higher and move a little bit closer toward Venus. By about the 14th of October, next Monday, it should be enough that you could actually see the whole comet even after the sun has set. And it'll be in the twilight for a while. By the time we get toward the 18th or 19th, then it's going to be high enough you should be able to see it easily, although the comet will be getting slightly dimmer as it climbs higher. So let's hope for some good weather.
And what about the comet's tail? How long is that?
Well, right now it's around 10 to 15 degrees, but it's expected it may be as long as 30 degrees. And, you know, if you take your fist, you extend it out at arm's length, that's 10 degrees, so it's going to be like three-fifths long. So it'll be quite prominent. Also, the what's called the coma, like the head of the comet, should be very bright as well. In fact, there is some thoughts that maybe it is all going to be almost as bright as Venus. But we'll have to wait and see. Comets are very fickle. We don't know what we're going to find out.
Wow. So one opportunity to watch this and maybe get some information at the same time is coming up on the 18th, next Friday night. You've got a stargazing event at the observatory. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, we're going to sort of close off our fall season because the weather starts to get kind of, you know, hard to understand what we're going to offer because the weather can change so quickly. But we're going to try and sneak in one more public event, October 18th. Now, it may move to the 19th, depending on clouds. So it could be the 18th or the 19th. We're going to start about 6:30, and we'll go to about 8. Not only will we hopefully give you a great view of this new comet, but maybe show you a few other things, Saturn, maybe even see later Jupiter, and a few wonderful things in the night sky. So come on out to the observatory, dress warmly, because it could be kind of cool. We're getting those fall evenings. Bring a chair or a blanket and just the whole family and come out and enjoy yourself.
And I understand you just, for most folks, park at the base of the hill and just walk up that short distance.
Yes, that's the idea. Now, if you're having a little problem getting up there, you're handicapped, we do have a few spaces near the observatory. So We'll make sure there's a few spaces for people that need to, you know, have some mobility issues.
Yeah, of course, observing is always dependent on clear skies, and I've got to imagine being here in Oregon for a long time, that may be one of the frustrating parts for you, is knowing what's out there but not being able to see it sometimes because of the clouds.
Well, of course, but as astronomers, we're very patient people. We wait for our opportunities, and so things sometimes don't work out, but sometimes they just come to, you know, fruition, and it's a wonderful feeling when they do. Oh, I might bring up one other thing, not about comets. Is that okay?
Sure.
Well, there is a possibility over the next two nights, but particularly tonight, if there's a break in the weather, look toward the north. If you're away from the city lights, you may be able to see an aurora borealis, the northern lights.
Yeah, somebody had mentioned that. Now, was that visible the other night as well?
There was one, a week ago.
Okay.
And there was one, a beautiful one in May. This one could be a really good one, too, or it could be nothing. It's one of those things where we don't know till the last minute. But if it comes to what it looks like it could be, we could see a really nice red sky to the north.
And what leads, talking about the comet, what leads to these comets being discovered? Are the astronomers just hyper-observant about the sky?
Well, actually, there are a number of observatories like ATLAS, and there's several others on Mount Lemmon and so forth, that are really doing sky surveys. And what they're looking for is not necessarily comets. They're looking for asteroids that could be on a path to impact the Earth. And so they're constantly seeking out these things just to make sure we know what's coming, and maybe we can, if we see it far enough out, do something about it. And that's why they're finding all these comets.
Pretty interesting stuff. We'll be watching for that. And again, the final public stargazing event of the year, scheduled at this point for the 18th at 6:30 out at UCC at the Morgan Observatory. Anything else people ought to know?
Well, just get out there and take a look at the sky. Hopefully we'll have some good clear nights and enjoy the comet. Oh, I'm one more thing. This comet may look a lot like a comet that I saw back when I was a kid called Aaron Rowland in 1957. I don't know if people can remember back that far. But this one has what's called an anti-tail. It actually has a little tail sticking out in front, not only in back. And that's reminiscent of that comet Aaron Rowland. And I can remember looking at our barn roof out toward the west when I was a kid on our farm in Roseburg and seeing the bright image on the barn roof of that comet. It was also a very beautiful comet.
Wow.
Anyway, have fun. Get out there and look at the comet.
All right. Paul Morgan from the observatory at Umpqua Community College. Thanks for being on this morning.
You're entirely welcome.
8:40 at the Morning Report.